to historians, the fire of Hasidus that burnt across Europe. And in just a few short years, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, with a few Talmidim, created a special revolution that vibrates to this day here in Arzenu Akdosha and in America and throughout the world. Sometimes it's taken even to an extreme. I don't understand it. They say that Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichreinu Livracha, either during his lifetime or after his lifetime, one of the shluchim who've gone out to every single corner of the world buried a Tanya on the North Pole. I'm not sure what one needs Dafka, a Tanya in the North Pole for, but the point is, and sometimes even in its absurdity, the fire of Hasidus is something that has captured the minds and the hearts of Klal Yisrael. And as much as historians try to figure out what is it, we who've been zocheh to spend time not only seeing the beautiful Torah of Hasidus, but pounding in the Beis Medrash, sitting in front of a shtender with a Mesillas Yesharim, understand that the emphasis in such a beautiful and simple way, and profound at the same time, that the Besht and his Talmidim emphasized, of the Heiligkeit, the beautiful holiness in every single Jew, no matter where he is, no matter what he's learned or what he hasn't learned, is something that is at the core of every single Yid's neshama, the value of it. Because at the end of the day, as the Psukim in Koheles describe, it's not the Chochma, ki b'roiv Chochma, b'roiv Kas. It's not the wealth, ki loy b'moysay yikach hakol. At the end of the day, it is the Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given in every single neshama that Hasidus tries to bring out. And Rabosai, as the Mesillas Yesharim describes, it's the Dvarim Pshutim. It's the simple things that need the most chizuk. This is a yesaid that we need to be mechazik in ourselves over and over and over again. No matter where I am, no matter where I've fallen, or no matter where I've climbed, there is a simple kedusha leiv tahor brali elokim v'ruach nocha in chadesh bikirbi. There's a special kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put inside of me, and that's something that no one can ever take away from us. Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin lived it in the wealth and pomp of Hasidus, and the Klausenberger Rebbe lived it in the death camps in Poland. Both of them were adorned with the simplicity of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every Yid, and no matter where we go, we have that. I think this Nakuda is not a coincidence that it coincides with another famous and beautiful form of homiletics, that would be the English word. In Avoida, we would call it in Drush of Hasidus. One of the things that the Rebbes, Zichreinu Livracha, always emphasize is every word in the Torah Kedusha is precious. And yet there are certain places where the Torah repeats, repeats, and repeats. I'm learning now, Baruch Hashem, in the afternoon, the halachos of kashrus, the halachos of pots and pans, basar b'chol of taruvis. How many psukim do you have in the Torah that relate to that? We have a little bit of a reference of Geulei Midyan, and we have hundreds of dapim, tam ki ikar, a little bit of pasuk in this week's parasha, mishras anovim, a reference, and chazal, tile, tloim, build, beautiful constructs that for generations and generations we've tried to understand and apply in every single one of our kitchens, in kashrus organizations throughout the world. It's now a multi-million dollar business, and we just have a few references in the Torah to it. Yet there are some psukim that seem absolutely redundant. And in Chassidus, this jars, because where we have homiletics that darshan even the crowns of the letters, al pi Kabbalah, why is it that the Torah in certain instances repeats itself? I heard in the name of one of the great Rebbes of Chassidus that he very much was bothered as well in the Parshas HaNesiim. We have a repeat, Karbonoi Karas Kesef Achas. The Torah repeats itself over and over again. Each one of the Karbonos of the Nesiim, what do they represent? Rabbi Sai, the Yesoid, which I'm quite sure that I heard in one of the name of one of the Rebbes of Lubavitch, which I found in print in a sefer called Avnei Shoham, and even most exhilarating is my 10-year-old daughter told me that in her school, her teacher said this over in the name of Chazal. Maybe there are Midrashim themselves that said it. And here we come back to the simplest Yesodos, the one that a 10-year-old girl learns in school. Those are the things that are most important for us who are Zoche to dwell Ba'alei Torah for years and years. And those of us who have already gone on and taken the life of yeshiva and the life of Chassidus into a professional world, into a business world, the Yesodos of the 10-year-old children are the ones that need the most Chizuk. That's the Tafkir of 10 minutes Chassidus. The Yesod is that it doesn't matter that each one of the Nesiim were bringing the exact same thing. The Torah has to repeat the carbon of every one of the Nesiim. Because Nesanel Ben Tzuar's Avoida, the Kavonis and the Tchunas HaNefesh and the Koiches of the Shevet as described by the Zohar, each one of them are entirely different. And the Mishkan is dependent, the Koyach HaMishkan, the Koyach of the Machane Kehuna is dependent on being surrounded by the Koiches of the Machane Leviah and the Machane Yisrael. And without the outer rims, then in such a case, there it's a condition for the Kedusha of the Mikdash. And each one of the Nesiim, even though they bring the exact same thing, they're bringing something entirely different. Meiri V'Rabbi, or Rav Nevenzahl, in his Asicha in Parshas Emor, says something very, very powerful. He says that the Kabbalas HaTorah of every Jew is dependent on his friend's Kabbalas HaTorah. Vayichan Shem Yisrael Keneged Ahor Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Rav Nevenzahl said his Kabbalas HaTorah is dependent on our Kabbalas HaTorah. There's something lacking in his eye, the fact that we know so much less than him, that we do so many more Averos, that we learn on a totally different level than him. But his Kabbalas HaTorah is dependent on us. The Shevet of Yisachar, their Karban, which represents the Hamelus B'Torah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, their Karban is not complete. The Avodas HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is not complete unless you also have the Avoda of Zvulun. What a powerful Musar for every single one of us. It can't be, unless you're a robot, that you haven't thought every once in a while when you start davening, hey, of what chashivus is my tefillah. At the end of the day, I know half of the time I don't have kavana. Sometimes, what am I doing? I even missed a tefillah just yesterday. If I didn't miss a tefillah, I didn't daven bizman. Rabban Spiegel used to quip to us that we need to give people a shalom aleichem after they finish davening, because at the end of the day, they travel around the world. They think about the stock market in New York, then the stock market in China. You have to give them a shalom aleichem. They come all the way back. Most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, ask ourselves that question. Particularly Dafka, those of us who have seen Gedolei Avoda, Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim, one could almost be miyayish. Rabbi Sai, that's Atzas Yetzahara. The Gadlus of Chassidus, it says, every single one of you
man, woman, and child, Bal Aveira and Bal Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your particular tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your Amelus Batera. And in your tafkid, it could very well be that you're going to attain heights that you never knew you're capable of attaining. Who says what's dearest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Amelus Batera of great Talmidei Chachamim? I think about my mother's father, Reb Chaim Nosson Otto Orlik, who was a grocery shop owner. My great-grandfather, who was a tremendous Baal Avoda, a great Talmud Chacham, had two sons, my grandfather and my great-uncle. My great-uncle went to learn in the yeshivas. My grandfather didn't. I suspect it simply because in those days, many boys couldn't afford going to yeshiva. My Zayda, I'm not sure if he was able to even read a daf gemara. But he got up 5 in the morning. He was part of the Chevra Mishnayis. He was Koivea Itim Latorah at times that I am fast asleep. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold it against him that he didn't have the schus to hear beautiful Shiurim on Tosas and the Rajba? That he was never taught how to make a diuk in a Rambam? Absolutely not. Madrigoso teaches in Chasidus Ulayoser Gavoa. It's a higher Madriga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed his Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos. And Klal Yisrael needs his Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos. And that's why the Amshinov Rebbe Zichron Livracha held him dear and held him close, because he knew that his Kabbalah HaTorah would be lacking without the Kabbalah HaTorah of the simple Chasidim as well. We all know that this is true. And anybody who has an elitism that can't swallow this idea, woe is to him in his yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabosai, it's not only an idea. It's something that we need to live. When the Yetzer Hara begins to introduce these tainas to us, we say back to the Yetzer Hara, I am part of a minyan now as I'm beginning to daven. And the minyan is not the same without me. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Elyosha, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Soloveitchik, they would not have the schus of Tfilah B'tzibur without being Mitztaref as one of those 10. And the Torah Kedosha tells us that for Kabbalah Satira, every single one of Klal Yisrael needs to be part of that Kabbalah, as our Rebbe had taught. And when we begin to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Yisoid applies in two ways. One, as we mentioned, that a person shouldn't say, Mi ani. We should realize, Leiv Tahor Broli Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him a pure neshama, and he could knock on heaven's doors, even with all of his shortcomings. Aleph. And Beis, that his madregas of Havonas HaTfilah, his madregas of Amkus HaTorah, is not the only thing that's important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Baruch Hashem, hundreds of people, thousands, millions, that are saying the same tefillahs every day. The same Karbonoi Karas Kesef Achas, there's Vidurushalayim Ircha, there's the Brocha Maga Avram, the Brocha Mechayim Esim. But what differentiates, what makes every single tefillah dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because it's your neshama that's imprinted on the words of the tefillah. And that neshama comes out particularly when you daven. The Yerushalmi says that Shomea Kaona doesn't work by tefillah, because Rachmano Liba Boi Tefillah Rachmi Zakdei Ligid Yerushalmi. Tefillah is a bakasha of Rachmanis, the Rachmanis that you need, the Tchunas HaNevesh that you bring is not the same Tchunas HaNevesh that I bring. And therefore I can't be motzi me, you and you can't be motzi me.
And then there's another component, and with this we conclude, and we've emphasized this in the past, but needs to be brought home again. And that is the Vart of the Vilna Gaon, that really the Baal Shem Tov taught the same thing. And that is at the end of the brachos of the Bakashas of Shemone Esrei, we say, Shema Koleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my call, hear my cry. Why do we say Shema Koleinu? We should say Shema Tfiloseinu. What's particular about the call, the cry? It's quoted in the name of the Gra. What a beautiful Vart. The Gra says at the end of the Bakashas, a person realizes that as much as he tried to articulate, and articulate here means both in terms of a communicative sense as well as the hechara kavonus of tefillah, there's no question that the Gaon of Vilna, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, also knew a lot about all of those things. At the end of the day, a person feels he came up short. I'm a basar v'dam. Shema Koleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just cry out. Soloveitchik gave the same explanation of what the Kol Shofar is about, the Brachas L'Shmaya. Kol Shofar, it's a primal, inarticulate cry. Rabbi said, when we daven, practical Chassidus now, when we daven, realize that in the Bakashas, there's this explanation that a person tries to give to the stirrings of his neshama, his needs, his desires. And we've discussed in 10 Minute Mussars in the past that there's nothing wrong and he should daven for things that maybe he's embarrassed is important to him. The championship, his job, the stocks. But at the end of the day, after he articulates all of it, there's a stirring of the neshama that can't be articulated. And that's Shema Koleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry. And for that Bechina of Koleinu, all the years in the Beis Medrash, all the Hechera Kavonis that were passed down from Rebbe to Talmud in the Teiras HaSoid of Kabbalah, nothing could touch it except for the simple Jewish heart. As Isaac de Gra, and as Isaac de Baal Shem Tov on Yom HaKippurim, there was a simple boy who came in of Sipur Mefursam. The Baal Shem Tov was sad, he had Atzvus, there seemed to have been a terrible Gzar Din in Shemayim. And his orphan boy, who wasn't able to read, spoke about people who didn't have the opportunity to learn in yeshiva, to be able to read a daf gemara. What about the simple boys who had to go out? How lucky our generation is. But the orphan boys, once upon a time, once their father died, they had to support their family, getting mamish prutas. And they left cheder, they left their little schooling. This boy had only learned kamatz aleph, oh, kamatz beis ba. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to say the letters as I learned. And you, I'm mevakish from you, you put together the tefillas. The Baal Shem Tov was quiet, he stopped davening, and then he started a tremendous simcha. The Hasidim did not know what happened, and the Baal Shem Tov, after Yom HaKippurim, told them, you think our Hechera Kavonis, when I started Besimcha, was because that somehow we broke through the chains of heaven. It was the simple boy's prayer, the simple boy's Shema Koleinu. Rabbi Yisai, every single one of us has a part of us that's a Yosam. Every single one of us has a part of us that's lonely. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect our appearance for years and years and years. But there is a lonely Jewish heart that every single one of us has. And that lonely Jewish heart, no matter where we are holding in other parts of our ruchnius, and there are many things we could work on, but that has a tremendous kayach. The call of the simple Pintala Neshama. That's what comes out despite Karas Kesef Achas. And never, ever, ever discount another Shevet or another Jew's tremendous Koach to bring his special Neshama
to the beautiful orchestra of Klal Yisrael, the beautiful harmony that Hasidus teaches us that each one of us plays, but we'll only be able to play those instruments, and we'll only be able to produce those beautiful sounds of Klal Yisrael if we believe Lev Tahar Brali Elokim V'ruach Nochon Chadesh B'Kirbeinu.